This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Democratic Congressman Jason Crow says he appreciated that President Biden's State of the Union carried a strong message of unity.
Resetting the tone about civility is something that I think is really important. And I got to say, I've been encouraged by what I've seen.
Biden told Republicans that if they could work together in the last Congress, they can do so on this one, too. But that message didn't win over Colorado's Republicans. GOP Congressman Ken Buck tweeted after the speech that Biden is not a unifying leader. The Colorado Healing Fund is facing more criticism for how it gives out money to those affected by the Club Q shooting. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The latest allegations come from the Bread and Roses Legal Center, a social justice and mutual aid organization that works directly with the families of those killed and survivors of the November shooting. The center says that the Colorado Healing Fund is taking way too long to release the more than $2 million in donations, and that it needs to release the money it raises more consistently. In response, those who run the fund say they're working to address victims' needs in the short, intermediate, and long term. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Lakewood police say one of their officers shot a man Tuesday afternoon after he brandished a knife. The Denver Post reports the shooting happened after officers received a call about a shoplifting suspect at a Walmart. Authorities say no officers were injured and that the suspect was taken to the hospital. Metro Denver is partly sunny and in the 40s today. This is CPR News.